And this morning, we do have Mary Novak in from St. Mary's School, fifth grade teacher. And Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us in.
You bet. Well, we're glad to have you in here, getting in right before school season ends.
So. Yes, a busy time.
It is a busy time. Well, first of all, Mary, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in South Dakota, and I graduated with my bachelor's degree from Mount Marty College. And my husband, Scott, and I moved here in 1985. We have 3 children and 6 grandchildren. I taught 13 years country school. 3 years I was director of religious ed at St. Patrick's Church. And in 2002, I started teaching 5th grade at St. Mary's. So this is my 20th year at St. Mary's.
All right. And for the history buffs, which country school was it?
It was District 6, right. South of Ewing, right. And then District 165, just
awesome.
South of town.
Awesome. Good days back then.
I still see a lot of those kids, and it's nice to still know them.
I bet. I bet. Well, that's awesome. Well, you've been in the teaching career for quite a while then.
Yes, yes. Many years.
Yes, and definitely, obviously, you enjoy it.
Very much.
Yes. Well, and you teach 5th grade. So Tell us a little bit about what's been going on in 5th grade this year at St. Mary's.
Well, I've taught all the grades throughout country school, but I really enjoy the 5th grade age a lot. My favorite subject to teach is social studies. And I teach 2 sections of social studies. I have American history with the 5th grade and world history with the 6th grade. And we enjoyed doing different projects. Like the 6th grade, we did some ancient Egyptian projects, and that was fun. And then in 5th grade, we learned the states and capitals. And right now, we're just finishing up a unit on the presidents. So tomorrow, we will be doing a president parade and coming around and talking about different presidents that they are.
Nice. Interesting. That ought to be a really good history right there. So, and I know the kids are anxious to just kind of get school year over with. So right now is good time to keep everybody focused, right?
Yes.
Or a little harder, maybe.
It's a little harder, but there's a lot of fun activities coming up. We do have our grade school track meet on Friday. So parents need to be reminded we don't bring the kids to school, just drop them off at the track.
And I think maybe it's going to be almost 70 Friday,
so
the warmest
nice
day of the week.
Yes, that makes it for a really fun day. So it starts at 10 o'clock, and the kids are supposed to wear their class shirts and pack a lunch. And we're usually done around 2 o'clock, but parents, grandparents, anyone is welcome to come out and watch. It's a fun day, fun to watch the kids.
Anything else coming up at St. Mary's?
We also have, in the 5th grade, we do a special day for our mothers or grandmothers or whoever special guests we want to bring. And we call it the Mother's Brunch. But this year, we're kind of combining it with a play that we always do. So I'm going to call it the Breakfast Theater this year.
Okay.
And we're going to do a little play that we do each year. It's like a trial with some fairy tale characters. It's kind of a jumbled up fun day. And this one is called Humpty Dumpty versus Dorothy in the Case of the Cracked Egg. So there's a lot of comedy going on, and it's very interesting. So we will have just the mothers come in at 9 o'clock that morning for the breakfast and the play. And then later in the morning, we'll have 3 more performances for other family members to come in and the other classes.
So sounds very entertaining. Isn't like a good one?
That's fun.
Just the name gets you interested.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
You bet. So. Well, like you said, Mary, you've been at St. Mary's School for a number of years. What do you like best about St. Mary's?
I think working with the students is the best thing, and helping them to learn and watching them grow throughout the year, especially 5th graders. So
you bet. We've got some great kids all around the area, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, Mary, anything else this morning?
Just want to thank everyone, and I would like to thank you for always letting us come in every Tuesday at this time to talk about our school.
You bet. And we want to thank everybody that came out to the $10,000 casino night last Friday at the Knights Columbus Hall. I know that's always well attended and a fun night.
Yes, very much.
And also good luck to the junior high and high school track kids today. I know they're participating in the Niobrara Valley Conference track meet today.
Yes.
And the golfers are at the Mid-State Conference golf meet today.
Yes, and our 5th and 6th graders are also with a public school band.
So they are
part of the band concert, which is, I believe, 2 o'clock is their matinee performance, and then 7 o'clock tonight.
Awesome. So, that's always good, too. So, Mary, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Mary Novak from St. Mary's School.